Yes, yeah, so, well, I just want to say that I just want to make one quick comment. The basic format was Indra's. I just made some slight modifications to it, so it's
okay. Well, I made that comment before. I think we really need to do something to encourage Indra in our first fund drive in terms of the, how she's exceeded the expectations, and I think this is really positive for the network. And I think we should do some kind of recognition of Indra, particularly when we did hear some criticism about her going on vacation. So I think that as a gesture for encouraging, you know, for all of us, because you were all successful in doing that, working it together at BAI, then perhaps we should make some type of little message, give it out to Indra for her success in her first try.
I had a question, Monty.
Yes.
So where do you think we stand relative to getting a policy in place about immigrant transfer? It sounds like you're talking about the way for doing the accounting. How many moving parts are there in that policy, and do you think that's something you're going to be bringing forward soon, or is that a difficult and longer discussion?
Okay, LaVarne, I think you should field that question, please.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening very closely. What was that?
Well, so the group is going to come up with some policies on inter-unit transfers, and it sounds like you've talked about the accounting format, which, again, will be helpful. But in terms of getting the policy about how it's done and you know, repayment issues, if any, and the rest of it, approval processes, how far are we from getting an actual policy proposal from the working group? Is that closer, or are there points of conflict?
Well, that's kind of like still hanging out there, and the reason why we didn't really tackle that at this time. Well, we've talked about it. In fact, this plan to bridge our unit chart to just kind of talk about, you know, what we need to do, the questions that need to be answered. But that we understand from the other working group that they were going to go to this, you know, this national day of this fund drive in September related to the Conyers hearings, and that so therefore the more pressing thing was really to understand where we are. You know, in terms of, you know, exactly the basic information that we've always asked for in terms of staffing, headcount, bar chart, and before we really get onto that and really set up a policy on that.
Can I ask a follow-up question?
Sure.
We're talking about doing a drive. My understanding is KPFK is scheduling a drive to raise money for WBAI, and it seems to me that, as I said before, when you raise money for a specific purpose, that's the purpose you're raising it for. So could we at least get a policy that says, you know, if we do fund drives to help out other stations, that it's clear that, I mean...
Okay, I'll tell you what I'll do.
It seems to me that there's not any notion of repayment in that. Once it's authorized, it's for that purpose. So
well,
if you could at least get us a policy on that would be
okay.
Helpful, probably.
Okay, this is what we'll do. We'll call another meeting, and we will iron this issue in terms of setting up a policy and pulling it together. Is that
can
okay?
I add something else, LaVarne, please?
Sure.
One of the suggestions that Lonnie had at the meeting was, in terms of this particular situation that BAI finds itself in now, is that, and Lonnie, if you can correct me if I'm wrong, is that we would receive a loan, let's say the number was 150, we would receive a loan, we would receive that money, that amount of 150, but that we would be factored into our budget for next year, the repayment of that loan of 150. Now, we didn't think we could do 150 plus meet the one-month reserve, which would put us having to have an excess of about $450,000. So what we were going to get, what Lonnie had suggested, was a waiver of the one-month reserve, somewhere equal to the amount of the loan that we would have to, at least equal to the amount of the loan that we would have to repay of any funds that we got. So I think that was kind of the general kind of suggestion. I mean, we didn't actually vote on that, but that's what Lonnie had put out there as something that we should consider. In terms of just general sort of requirements that BAI would have to adhere to in order to get support, I think the feeling was that there was so much information that we didn't know in terms of, you know, comparing to say that BAI had to do something without really knowing what other stations are currently doing as it relates to how stations are organized, staffing, things of that nature. I think we kind of held back because we felt as though we didn't have a complete picture of all of the stations and, you know, how they were organized, the amount of staffing that they had, how many days of fundraising they did per year. So to say that BAI had to cut its fund, let's say that someone were to suggest that BAI had to cut its fundraising days to 75, you know, I didn't think it would be fair because I didn't know how many days of fundraising our other stations do. You know, is 75 a reasonable number compared to what's being done at other stations? So we were trying to gather that kind of basic information so that we could be able to look at BAI within the context of what all the other stations are doing similarly.
Can I raise one other point relative to what Baruti just said?
Excuse me, there's someone speaking through.
I got a cross line. Yeah, I got a cross line here somewhere.
Can I add on to what Baruti just said?
Please.
Yeah, I just want to say that if this policy comes back, if it did come back, if there's a fundamental difference between, for example, our using our reserve, one station using their reserves to help the AI versus... That would seem to me to fall under a different set of rules or policies than a station raising money for WBAI, because they're very different kinds of things. So I hope we keep those differences clear. And my understanding is the money that we're raising for WBAI in a fund drive is for WBAI. It's not our money that, you know, it's not KPFK's budgeted money that's being loaned. It's something else.
Just a moment. I mean, it's the person speaking French is getting a lot louder. I can't hear Dave very clearly.
Yeah, but it's not
I hear it really loudly, too. Is John online? John, can you hear us?
And I suggest you all mute.
If everybody hits star 6 and then we come back on, it should go away.
Can you hear me, Patty, here?
Yes, we can.
Yes.
Whoever just popped themselves off just got rid of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Whoever just went off, you're the culprit. All back in.
Everyone here?
Amazing.
Yeah,
Randy's here.
Yep.
Oh, maybe they're
back.
Oh, yeah, they're singing.
It might be some cross with someone on a cell phone.
Who just got back on?
Can I just do a time check here? I think on the transfers, right? We need to get at that. We need to really work that and come up with a proposal. I agree. We can do that. I'll call a meeting as soon as we confirm when is our next kind of finance meeting, and then I can call a meeting sometime next week. If we have someone, your calendars are clear.
Okay.
Madam Chair, can we do a time check?
Yes, it's 7:15. Didn't you feel, Lonnie, that your special national fundraising should be discussed? And isn't there, or do you think we can blow it off for a week?
Let me see. Which part of the agenda is that?
That's 7B, you know, where you've been talking about the special national fundraising.
Yeah, I think I can.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Madam Chair, okay, fine. Somebody needs to start six. All right.
Okay, so Lonnie, do you think that you need to talk about...
Oi.
Oh, boy.
Someone just undid that star 6, needs to go back to star 6.
Yeah, someone's got a star 6. You know you got the music playing, please.
That was it.
Okay. That was it. Whoever did that, that's it.
All right. So, Lonnie, would you care to give us a brief thumbnail, I think, and then maybe after that we can set the date to have a next meeting and all go on with our dinners or whatever?
Yeah, let's do that. I think it's been 3 hours, and brains don't work well after 3 hours of stomach.
That's right.
Irritability factor goes up quite a bit.
Yes.
Well, you know, Madam Chair?
Yes.
I'm on the East Coast. It's 10:20 now. It's long past my dinner hour.
Okay.
And we've got to do better on this. When we spend all this time on these motions and stuff and we don't even get to the numbers, it's discouraging to me. You know, it's like I don't want to do it anymore.
I agree.
So we got to keep focused. We can't take on everything. We're the National Finance Committee, not the PMB.
Right.
Well, this is Teresa. I really appreciate working with this group, and fortunately for you, I haven't had much to say, but it's been admirable to listen to your work tonight.
Okay. So, Mark, are you saying you'd rather adjourn than have...
No. We have to talk about the National Financing Day because it's supposed to be in 2 weeks.
All right. Lonnie, could you give us about 5 minutes if that's not cutting you too short, and then we'll bid each other adieu?
Well, yeah, I would like to do that, Madam Chair, but before we do that, could we get a next meeting date just so we take care of that?
All right. What is a proposal?
I think that we won't be ready with budgets for 2 weeks, but the question is, do we want to meet next week?
When is the National Finance Day subgroup meeting next?
We're going to be checking in on tomorrow because Stephanie Hendricks is coming up with a plan. And then I'm suggesting that maybe we can, this group would meet next Thursday, Friday on call, 24th or 25th, if that works.
What time do we meet tomorrow, the subgroup?
Well, hoping to do 1 o'clock, but let me send out the notices because there were some problems in terms of people being able to make it. But maybe I can do a check on this call if, doing something tomorrow or the 24th would be... Tomorrow the 22nd, if we can get enough folks to agree.
What time, Lonnie?
Well, I'm hearing that people like to do it after work hours, so I'm willing to do 4 or 5 o'clock.
And then if it's on the 22nd, we have that PNB telephone conference.
That's right. So can we do 4 o'clock tomorrow? Does that work for people?
4 Pacific?
Yeah.
Tomorrow?
This is the subgroup.
The subgroup. Oh, I thought we were trying to set the...
we were waylaid.
Yeah, I can't...
All right, fine. 4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time special event thing. And then, so maybe then... Now we can talk about the...
Yeah, is that okay, everybody? Mark, you too?
Well, are you talking about the fundraising thing?
Yes.
Yeah, will the GMs have enough notice?
Well, I think they're involved in this, and they've got airtime. They need to nail down airtime too. So,
but Lonnie, just please send out a notice. You can't send me a notice the morning of because I don't check my mail. You know, I'm already gone. You know what I mean?
All right. What do you need tomorrow?
Just a notice that it's 4 o'clock tomorrow. I mean, I know now because I'm talking to you, but
I will do. I'll send it out on this call.
Thanks.
All right.
Okay, so the NFC will next meet on Tuesday the 23rd, same time, same place. Doesn't work, does work. What?
Work.
I think there's some meeting on the PA calendar on that day. Let me look.
The what?
The calendar, the master calendar, KPFTX PA calendar. Hang on, I'll tell you in just a second. It actually... Bylaws Revision Subcommittee.
Monday the 22nd?
But I don't think anyone here is on that.
Oh, good.
Well, I am.
The working group of... Oh,
yeah,
Jane,
that's
right.
If I have to miss it, I could miss it.
So we're talking about Tuesday the 23rd at 4 in the afternoon Pacific?
Should I enter it on the calendar right now?
They do stream that bylaws working group. Will that be a problem?
Yeah, that starts at 5:30 Pacific, 8:30 Eastern.
But isn't there an alternate to phone-in number?
Yeah, but they both have to be streamed, and John only has the capacity to stream one at a time.
Oh, okay, then what is a different date?
Well, that Wednesday and that Monday look clear, but I heard earlier in the call that both of those are taken by other things. Rudy said he had something on Monday, and I heard there was an LSB meeting that Wednesday.
BAI's LSB meeting is 6:30 Wednesday.
Yeah, KPFT also, Wednesday the 24th.
What about the 25th? The 25th is Governance Committee meeting.
Oh, boy, here we are on Friday again.
Right, and the 26th, I thought we just...
That's the working group.
That's a working group.
We're back to Jane's original proposal of doing it as part of an NFC meeting.
Exactly.
Okay, well, we're having a PNB telephone conference on the 22nd, am I correct? Or is that, it's the 29th?
29.
Okay, so I was wrong about that. So what's interfering with it on the Monday, the 22nd?
Nothing.
Well, I have something, but you guys can go ahead. Do I need to, I mean, is it critical for BAI Treasurer to be on Tuesday, the 22nd? I mean, I have something that's...
Okay.
You know, we had...
We're going to do the 05 actuals and forecast as of June. We're going to do preliminary budgets, I thought we said, and then do the review of the preliminary national budget. That's what I've got.
I don't know if it'll be...
Is it Monday the 22nd?
You said we finished this agenda.
Wait, but Lonnie, I thought you said that you're not going to get the budgets to the 26th.
That's right. I won't have the national budget.
So you won't have the national at that 22nd.
That's right. I won't have this stuff. Because, you know, the LSPs don't meet most of them until that Saturday, and I'm certainly not going to be ready by Tuesday or Wednesday. I mean, Monday or Tuesday.
So where are we going, folks?
I thought we were going to talk about finishing up this agenda.
Yes, but we're trying to set a date. That's where we are. That's what I mean. What date for our next NFC meeting?
I could join it late on the 22nd if that's, you know. And then at least we could do the June stuff. Even if we're not dealing with the budget, we need to get that out of the way anyway, though.
Okay, so same time, same place, June, Monday, June 22nd, gone.
I mean August 22nd.
August 22nd.
August.
The budgets won't be ready then, to repeat.
Right.
It will not be ready. The 29th, you know, I could...
So
I think that we could do the June budget and the review of the preliminary PM budget at the same meeting. I think that they would fit together well.
Let's see, we did, what date did we say?
Well, we're just talking about finishing up this agenda. You mean you're not prepared to finish up this agenda today? I mean, you don't have the budget information you need?
No, I'm saying, we wanted to talk about finishing up this agenda, then have a meeting again the following week to do, well, you know.
Arnie, what else is on today's agenda?
Well, you know, we were going to just have schedule our next meeting and then have Lonnie give us a quick update on the special national fundraising and then say goodnight, which would mean that...
No, there was an executive session.
Well, yeah, I'm saying, let's do it next time because it takes a while.
Is it? I mean, it's just not feasible.
Is there anything else other than the executive session that's scheduled for this meeting?
Well, there was the board directive about the accumulation and use of surpluses and reserves, but maybe that...
We dealt with that.
Okay, we dealt with that. June 05 actuals and forecast and the executive session.
And if we had policies back from this group, it would go nicely with being able to review those prior to the construction of the budgets, too.
Okay, on the 22nd, then. 22nd at 4 p.m., gone.
Is this for the executive session?
It would include the executive session.
What is about the time-sensitive issue on the executive session?
If it's an executive session, we could do it on the 23rd, which is the same. I mean, if you care. If it's not going to be streamed, we could do it on the 23rd.
No, but all of it's not in executive.
Yeah, all of it's not executive session.
And
we got the June 05 actual.
Can I just make a technical point? We have to do this as an adjourned meeting, not a new meeting with a new agenda.
Okay.
Because of the notice requirements.
Okay.
So we're considering this meeting.
Okay, so what date are we...
Yeah, adjourning until whenever we choose next.
Yeah.
And are we at the 22nd, Monday the 22nd? Or
yeah.
Wednesday the 24th, or
it's Monday the 22nd.
Monday the 22nd, 2 p.m.
4
p.m. 4 p.m. I'm so sorry, 4 p.m. Pacific time.
Right.
So 7
now,
p.m.
Are we also going to pick up Lonnie's motion that we said we would do at the next meeting? Is this going to be the next meeting?
There too. Yes.
I'll be unavailable for that meeting, but Teresa can sit in.
Would people like me to add this to the calendar right now?
Yes.
Okay.
Please.
Monday the 22nd, 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern.
Right.
Thaddee, I hope that when it comes to presenting, talking about budget from KPFT, you might be able to...
We won't be any further along than we are right now at that point, Teresa. We won't meet again until the 23rd. I'll be in San Diego on the 22nd.
All right, fine.
Well, Lonnie, since the finance group is meeting tomorrow at 4 and there have been some changes, I mean, can we wait and report on the 22nd, or do we need to do, is there something today that's definitive we can report?
Yeah, Mark, I can send forward Stephanie Hendricks' plan, and then we can look at it and be ready to report out on the 22nd when we do meet.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
And are you going to be able to send that plan out before tomorrow's meeting?
I don't know. I'm going to have to check with her, see how much she's got.
All right, if you can.
I will.
So then, Madam Chair, I move that we adjourn until the 22nd.
Is there a time-sensitive item that we need to discuss in executive session right now?
No.
It can wait a few days. Right, Lonnie?
Yes.
Okay. Good night, all.
Good night.
We're the hang-in group.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you all.